Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Tamura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are Baruch Hashem nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Loimdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tamura daf yud tes. Welcome back, everyone. Starting today's shiur in the bottom of your chesim and beis. Maras is shiur Rebbe Lazar. Is the Vlad Karev or not? The mission is mavur that the Vlad of Nekevel Oil is Karev. And yet, the brace that the mavur Rebbe Lazar holds, the Vlad of a Tmuras Oshom is not Karif. Maishna, Shpichitza says in a Chanami, Rav Elazar holds that it is Karif also over there, and he's Lederein de Chachomim. And Rav says, no, there Rav Elazar agrees that it's not Karif, because it ain't Shem Oila al Imoy. So Taisis, Deri Maschel, B'dmeyen, that's a very important question. Asks Taisis, that Hare, the Vlad of a Tmuras Oshom is, should be included in the Halacha Moshmi Sinai. Akol Shebachat is Mesa, Oshom Roya. One of the chatos ameisa is a vlad chatos. As meila also, a vlad osham should be included in the lochem of Shmi Sinai. It should be puzzle. So why do we see here that the mara is a tzad that it should be karev? Because before shalacha saying that it's riot. Tari's question is the harabain l'shitas rashi, because the lochem of Shmi Sinai says that it's riot. Being according to the opinion of the rabbi Nutam, the lochem of Shmi Sinai is that it's karev oila. But in Midrabanan there's a din, that is Roya. So, and anything that was Chatas Mesa, is Midrabanan Ba'asham Roya. So the Mesa is din that is Roya, before she's din that it's Roya, why does the Gemara hold that it should be Kari? It's a very basic question that Taisus asks. The answer is Taisus, because it's not Shaykh, Ba'asham Kil Chosay. Normally an Asham doesn't have a Vlad, an Asham is a Zohar. Normally does not have a Vlad. The halacha that said, Kol Sheba Chatas Mesa, Ba'asham Roya, it's only said on regular Ashamis. It wasn't said on this type of Asham, which doesn't normally happen. That's a teretz of Taisus. So maybe there's no specific halachos. So now the Gemara dance is the Vlad Karev or not. That's what Taisus says chat in the Gemara. However, this Taisus is not a Dover Muskam. And Daf Yud Chesam Aleph, Gemara brings down that Kol Shebachat is Meis of Asham Roya. So before there in Rabbeinu Gershom, and also in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ois Aleph, that was said in the halacha that Vlad Tumuras Asham is Roya. That's the kiyum of just like by Vlad Chatos was part of the halacha. So by Asham was said by a Vlad Tumuras Asham. So the feed of Reya and the Rabbeinu Gershom in the Shita, to mefurish there was a halacha that was said that Vlad Tumuras Asham is Roya. So the feed of them, Kasha comes back. How could the Mar of Itzad that Vlad Tumuras Asham should be Karev of Yerba Lazar? And there's a specific halacha that Vlad Tumuras Asham Roya. So Kushuk Daila and the Rabbeinu Gershom Neshita from this Gemara here. Another point, the Gemara is that Rava says, that Rabbi Lazar only said his din when there's Shem Oila al Imay. But here, by Vlad Tumuras Asham, Leka Shem Oila al Imay. That's the opinion of Rava. And Rav Chitza also know that Rabbi Lazar says it even when there's Leka Shem Oila al Imay. So first things, what's the Machlekes here? Why should we need another Tanai Hashem Oilal Imay or Chizol? You don't need a Tanai Hashem Oilal Imay. So Kviya Pashtus, as mentioned yesterday, Atreisa says the sheet of Rebbe Lazar is that Bali Chaim ain't a nidochim. There's no dichoy by Bali Chaim. Nothing, if Bali Chaim don't get the psul of dichoy on them. So that's the what Rav Chizol holds, that you don't need any explanations why the Vlad is kosher. It's possible why the Vlad is kosher. Why should it be possible? What reason is there to pass to the Vlad? Haray, it's not shaykh any, the psul of the mother is not shaykh to the Vlad. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. So why do we care that you get another psul of the original one where there was a Tumura Sasham? Don't have to mean a Shema Lalima or like a Shema Lalima. It doesn't make any difference. That's the pshad in Rav Chizda. What's pshad in Rava? Rava says there is a time of Shema Lalima. So firstly, what does it mean, Shema Lalima? So Rashi says that by Oil HaSa'if, that we have an oil that's carved in the keva. Rashi also adds in that it was Hufrash l'shem oila and Domav are going la'oila. All those are the tsunayim, the bottom Rashi and Yonchesim and Beis. All those are the tsunayim of shem oila imoy. That's what we're in Rashi. So not clear though, with, after all these points, what's exactly the vert? What's the nekud that we're looking for? Of to have shem oila imoy. So Rashi, now if you test them in Aleph, in the second Lashon, Rashi calls it the Lashon Yerushalmi. Rashi explains there a little bit more. Says Rashi, and Divrei HaMaskil, Ikashim Oilal Imoyin. Says Rashi, Ikashim Oilal Imoyin by Elas Ha'oif, Poydamel Oil Akaimi, Hilkoch Nachta La Kedusha La Gufa. Because you have the money going for Oilah, and there is by Elas Ha'oif in the Keva, therefore it's Chala Kedusha Saguf. Avavlatimur Asashim, Lekashim Oilal Arishim. Shiem akulam shemikayichay ba fukariv asham. But matinu tumuras asham kareiva ba oila. Hilkoch leinach to kedusha la tumura elo ledmei. Shemachal yikar mavlad. So Rashi says that the vart is there kedusha saguf or it's only kedushas damin. That's the chiluk in the two cases before in Rashi. So shute we don't understand that Rashi is by vlad tumuras asham that all it has is kedushas damin. But that's impossible. That's not correct. And the Mishnah there says that it's Raya, until it gets a mum. If it only has Kedushas Domim, why does it need to be Raya? Or you could tell it right as it is. It only has Kedushas Domim. So the idea of Shad and Rashi is not that Kipshutai, that it only has Kedushas Domim. If Ad Rashi means, when Rashi calls it Kedushas Domim, Rashi means Kedushas Aguf. So what's the difference between the first part of Rashi and the second part of Rashi? By Shem Olalima, there is Kedushas Aguf. By like a shema lelima, there's no kedush, there's only kedushas domin. And if that also means kedushas aguf. So it's clear from this Rashi. Kitzoydi Bishkarov says, we mentioned yesterday. Bishkarov writes in a letter to Rabbi Chaim Eiser that sometimes when the Gemara calls kedushas domin, it means kedushas aguf. Gemara refers to it as kedushas domin, meaning to say that it's not kedusha lahakrava. It's just stam kedushas aguf, but not omir lahakrava. Bishkarov brings this from the Gemara Psachim. It calls it a keva le Pesach. It calls it dichoy bedomim. It's avad mafurish in the Gemara there that it's yirat sheyistoyev. Avad it has kedusha saguf. Gemara means domim. It means that it's not oimed lahakrava legufay. The Gemara calls that kedusha's domim. Those are the words of the Bishkarov. So that's pasha. That's also the Chadon Rashi by us. Rashi is mechalek that it has a kedusha saguf or does not have a kedusha saguf. Avad Rashi means to say does it have kedusha sakrava. Or not a kedusha sakrava. Avada, that's the thicker part of Rashi. And Rashi, when there's same oil al imoy, there's kedusha saguf, and a kedusha sakrava. And there's like a same oil al imoy, there's no kedusha sakrava. Avada, that's clear that is a pshat in Rashi. So why does it tell you that you have my oil sa'if and the domin? Or these are simonim to show that it's still holding my kedusha sakrava. Kedusha sakrava means the ikur din of the kedusha is to be a karba. It's to be karba in the mizbeach. Sometimes it could have that there's a psul, you could be makrifit b'fayal, but as kedusha for the mizbeach, it's oimit ability to go to the mizbeach. It's practically we have a problem being makrifit. So then Rashi says, the way to decide that is if we find somewhere that there is an oila that's kariv nekeva, that means that the ikr kedusha of oila is shaykh by nekeva. A nekeva can have a kedusha sakrav of oila that is supposed to go to the mizbeach. You'll have cases where you practically can't be makrifit. There's a psul that doesn't lie in makrifit. By the behema, and the cave is a psul. But the soy, the ktucha, hakrava by oila, we have even by the cave. That's the ikravart of shame oila limar, not shame oila limar. Rashi told us that it's by oila sa'oif. If you have somewhere an oila that's kar even the cave, and that's a raya, that's shaykh ktucha sakrava, even on the cave by oila. Rashi adds in another tanai that the dumb are going the shame oila. Actually, the beginning also says that you're there mafshid the shame oila. That's an added tonight. If the dumb is for something else, then we can't say that has kedusha sakrava of oila. Right? It's dumb is for an asham. Then you can't say that has kedusha sakrava of oila. But if the dumb are for an oila, and it was hufrash a shame oila, and we have oila by oila sa'if, have oila in the cave by oila sa'if, so in Cain we could understand that really the kedusha is kedusha for akrava. Just what? Just a practical problem in how to be makrifit. That's how the Rashi learns the Gemara. So it comes out then in King, what's a machlikas Rav and Rav Chista? And Rav holds that even Rav Elazar holds the Balichayim Einam Nidochim, but that doesn't work when there's a problem in the Kedusha. By Lekashim Oilal Ima, Rabbi says that the Kedusha the mother has is not Kedusha for Akrava. So maybe the Kedusha the Vlad is also not Kedusha for Akrava. So that's the problem that Rava brings up by Lekashem Oy Lalimoy. So that problem is even by Lechaim Enam Nidochim, but it still doesn't work for the Kedusha. We mentioned this yesterday from the Brisker Rav, that the problem of the Kedusha is not totally by Lechaim Nidochim or Enam Nidochim. So it seems from Rashi that was Iker Noise here, was Ikashem Oy Lalimoy or Lekashem Oy Lalimoy, was the Kedusha Sakrava. And that's Mechiach, that Rafi Rava, the Nakuda here in the Sugya, the problem was a problem that does not have Kedusha Sakrava. That is the opinion of Rashi. Taisus has a different Malach. Taisus says that the fact that we have by Oila Sa'if is not a factor at all. We'll see soon the Rai of Taisus, of the Gemara. Taisus holds that you don't need Shem Oila Lima by Oila Sa'if. Elamai, the other Nakuda that Rashi says is correct, whether it's Hufresh L'Shem Kach or not Hufresh L'Shem Kach. That's what Taisus says. So, it's not clear if he takes what exactly is the point that you need that frash of the shame kach. Not clear. I would venture to say that even Taisus agrees in Londis to Rashi that what we're looking for here is the nakuda of Kedusha Sakrava or not Kedusha Sakrava. That's a great say of shame olal imay. So when it was hufrash of the shame kach, then I can say that it got that hakdasha, that Kedusha Sakrava to be an olal. Just technically can't be makrevit. But when the Iker Kedusha was Kedusha of Asham, and now you want to be Makir of the Vlad as an Oila, so they never got the Kedusha Sakrava to be an Oila, because they never had the Tchilas HaFrasha L'Shem Kach. That's what Kimedume is the opinion of Taisus. And Taisus still agrees in London to actually looking for Kedusha Sakrava, she argues whether you need the aspect of Oila Sa'if. Taisus holds that it's irrelevant. You can't learn out from Oif to Behema, so it's never going to help you. So just the question is, do you have Shem Oilal Imoy by was it Hufresh Shem Kach? Here we see this also from Taisa in the beginning of the Perek. That Taisa says there that by Vlad Bali Mumin it's called Lek Hashem Oilal Imoy because it's Kedushas Domin. So he's mentioned there that Avad is not Kedushas Domin, or it's Kedushas Aguf. It makes Tmura, Tatsar Begisa Vavoida. Avad is not Kedushas Domin. What Taisa means, if Rishkarov said, Shadon Taisa is that the Din Pidyon is Megare the Kedushas Aguf. Now that's an akuda there. So the Ma'aseh said, "Slas kedushas haguf." What exactly is the point? So it could be that sort of the same word that when there's a din pidyon, then we can't say that it has a din akrav anymore. Kedushas akrav means beside the carbon is supposed to be on the mizbeach, which is made of a technical psul. But when you have a baal mum where its din is for pidyon, you can't say that beside it has kedushas mizbeach. No, it beside it's kedushas for domin. It still has the shirayim of the kedushas haguf that were there before it. But the mum works to take away the kedushas hakrava from the carbon. So that could be a smach. The taste really be a side holds like Rashi, and the akuda is an akuda of kedushas hakrava or not. Just the differentiating point is whether it's hufresh l'shem kach or not hufresh l'shem kach. And there, by bali mumin, even though it was hufresh l'shem kach, because now it has a mum, so it takes away from the kedushas hakrava. Margo's Viter, the Mara says, because the question is that by Asan Rava, by Mafish Nekevel Epistchoi, halacha is that Lachara Pesach, it's the Vlad is Roya. And Rabbi Lezer says that Uatma Yikrav Bishlomit. Says that by the Lefi Rava, Lefi you, you need Shem Oila Limoi. Here you don't have Shem Oila Limoi. Because there's no Shlomit by Oif. Enters the Gemara, enters Rava, Amar le Rava, Achar Pesach Kamrit, Shani Achar Pesach, Temeizer Pesach Gufei, Karei Shlomit. Now, says Rava there, it's different. After Pesach, the Meizer Pesach itself can be brought into Shlomit after Pesach. That's Rava's answer to Abaye's question. It's not so clear what was the answer. How did Rava answer the question? There's no shame, Oila Limai. So what does it help on Meizer Pesach Gufei, Karei Shlomit? So the Chazon Ish here, in Simin Lamed Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he says, that La'olam Afrashas Pesach, Hu Gam Afrashas Shlomim. That was the Tarot of Rava. And when you're Mafrish at Pesach, it's also called being Mafrish at Shlomim. Can you hear what he means to say is that Moshe Pesach is a Shlomim is not something that new. By Meiser Asham Oila, it's a Hischatrus. There was an Asham, and now the Asham left him and said, you have an Oila. Hashem came by Pesach, it's not this way. The din of a Meiser Pesach Lechatchila is that La'achar Zmanai, it's going to be a Shlomit. That part that you say, din of Kedushasa of the Pesach, is La'achar Zmanai, it's to be a Shlomit. So in Cain, it's called Shem Shlomim Alimoy. Because when you were mafresh a Pesach lechatchila, you were mafresh that right now it's a Pesach, but achar zmanu it's a shlomim. So because that's the ikar kedusha of the Pesach, so it's called shem shlomim alim. That's how this chazanish in a few words. That's how he seems to have learned the sugya. But it's ikar you say that that's a din of meisar Pesach shlomim that is mitzchilas kedusha soy. So the stipler in Psachim Siman Nun Aleph says it's Yisoid. He wants to say this is Pshat in the Yerushalmi, in Megillah. It says Yerushalmi in Megillah that a Meisar Pesach Shlomim can be brought in a Bama. Bama you can open in carbon which is Nidar V'Nidav. So a Pesach itself is not brought in a Bama because it's not Nidar V'Nidav. But the Shlomim you can bring because Shlomim is called Bama Nidar V'Nidav. It's before in the Yerushalmi there, that's the first one Pshat in the Yerushalmi. That Meisar Asham Ayla is not Karivin Obama. What's the difference? Says the Stiber, this Pshat. And Meisar Pesach, Shlomim, Shlomim is Me'ikr Kedushasi Shal Pesach. So it's called that when you're Mafresh a Pesach, you also Mafresh a Shlomim. So it's called that it's Babin Adrevin Adava. Because it hasn't, that the Shem Shlomim is there, it's part of the Hafrash al Chathila, that if it's Shalib is Manoi, being Mafresh it as a Neder, as an Adava, that it should be a Shlomim. Hashinkin Meitzer Hashem Oyla from that Nitzchadish. It's not Yikr Kedush Hase. It's Einabab and Nedav and Nedav. That's the aside of the Tzaitler says. He brings right to this Gemara and Zvachim. Gubana, that's the aside that he wants to say. Tzaitler does not talk about our Gemara, but the Chazanish says it's Pshat in our Gemara. However, the Rashi's mashing a different part in the Gemara. Rashi says, to Ozile Shem Pesach Minei, the Chayel Allah Shem Shlomim. That Shalayim is Manai, the Shem Pesach leaves and it becomes a Shlomim. Why is Rashi talking about the Shem Pesach is leaving? That's not the point. The point that Rashi has to say is that here to me, Tchilas Dina Shal Pesach, that should be a Shlomim. So Masha Rashi says, learning from a different Shana in the Gemara. Masha Rashi that it's possible that really, that it's not part of Ikar Kedushas Shal Pesach. To be a shlomim. So the pshat in the Gemara is that even if the hafrasha lechatchila was not a hafrasha for shlomim, but right now it's entirely a shlomim. Right now the Pesach left, other leishin Pesach, chayel l'shem shlomim. All we have is a shlomim. So maybe there's no problem of shem shlomim alimay. We don't need that. You need the tchilas hafrasha. Rashi originally says earlier in the Amud, by Asham, the Hafrash was for an Asham, and now you want it to be an Oila. The Nakuda there is Lam Dafka, what you're Mafreshit for. Nakuda is, what is it right now? When you're Mafreshit Lechatchila for an Asham, it stays as an Asham, the original carbon stays as an Asham. Hashem came here, the original carbon turned into a Shlomit. So, it's the Vlad is Nigra Basar Imoy. Whatever the name of the mother is, that's what the name of the Vlad is. So the Meisa right now, the mother is a Shlomim, so the Vlad is made also a Shlomim. That's enough to be called Shem Shlomim Alimai. That's why the Mashon Le Rashi and Amshan the Gemara. So whether you hold to the Yisoid of the statement of the Hasanish or not, is not clear. But Rashi had a much more simple Amshan in the Gemara. Here it's Ozele Shem Pesach, Chayel Allah Shem Shlomim. The Gemara goes on to ask, and once Rav answered, and Meisa Pesach, after Pesach is a Shlomim, and that's why the Vat is carved, Lord Belozer. So Mar says, Ihochi niflug nami beresha. Vayats Rava, so why does Rav Elazar not argue on the Resha? By, before Pesach. And Rava says, Inachanami, he did argue on the Resha. So what's the question in the Gemara? What should Rav Elazar hold in the Resha? So today's it brings from Rashi. The question is, the Vat should be carved as a Pesach. Right, if you're that we go with Shem Oila Imai, so here in the ratio, when the mother is a Pesach still, before Pesach, the dumb of the mother is for Pesach, so the mother is still considered a Pesach. So if so, the Vlad should be carved as a Pesach. That's the Tzeis brings from Rashi. Ask Tzeis on Rashi, Hoteinach, feed the second Malach in Rashi. That it's only where the dump is going to. What was Mufresh for? Feed the first Malach of Rashi. Did you need that we have in the Keva Boi Lasoif? And here we don't have that, because there's no Pesach Boifis. So, we don't have the Mail of Oy Lasoif. Says Tzeis, here it's Mukhrach, that when you say Shem Oilal Imay, we don't need it that we should find it by Oilas Oif. It's good enough that it was Hufrash L'Shem Kach, even though you don't have it by Oilas Oif. That's what Tzeis says. That's the Nikai Chacha, the Tzeis always brings. We do not need Oilas Oif from this Gemara here. However, there's one little glitch in the plan. Is that Rashi? Rashi himself. Tzeis quoted from Rashi, the question of the Gemara is, should be Karev as a Pesach. Rashi is Mefurish, and the question is, it should be Karev as a Shlomim. That the Rashi understood the question of the Gemara. Why did Rashi not explain Pesach like Tzeis says? Says the Chayk Nassim. Rashi l'shitasai. Rashi holds that you need, that you have Oilas Oif. And here we don't have that. So we cannot be asking that it should be Karev as a Pesach. The question of the Gemara is that it should be Karev as a Shlomim. Very geshmak. So Lefi Rashi himself, there's no makar to Tezah's Raya. Tezah's Raya in the Gemara here, Lefi Shitasam. The question of the Gemara was, if you carve as a Pesach. Lefi Rashi, the question is, if you carve as a Shlomim, so there's no Raya to the side of Tezah's. But Nikab Shad of Rashi Sarach Bir. If the mother was Hufrash for a Pesach, and it's before Pesach, and the Dom are still for Pesach, why does the Vlad carve as a Shlomim? How do you get from a Pesach a Shlomim? So the Chazanish says, the following, the Chazanish in Simon Lamed Gimel, Sifkat Nid Aleph, says the Chazanish, Shani Eim, Shukta Shalashem Pesach. The mother was hooked up Shalashem Pesach. Ulahachi Pshita Dikdusha Sikdusha's Pesach. And Lashem Nidreis Mi Pesach, Beglal Makvusa. So the mother of Adit Kedusha is for Pesach. But you might see can be Makvur because it's in a Keva. Ulahachi Dina the Tira Velokar Veshlamit. Avavlad, Tchilas Kedushas Ula Maisris. Hach Yachol Hi Karev Kishlam. That's the Chazanish, a very chashuv yisai. That the mother had a Maisa Hektish to be a Pesach. So, we can't forget about that. The person, the Baalim said, I want this to be a Pesach. So, the Dumb therefore has to be for Pesach, because that's what the Baalim was Maktish it for. The Vlad, however, comes without a Maisa Hektish. Flat is this Kaddish Memela, they the mother. And this, says the Chazanish, the Iker Din of the Vlad is to be like a Meister. Vlad wasn't Huktash to be a Pesach. It's, your Pesach created something else. It's extra credit that you got. This Vlad that you have. So, Tchila Zina is to be a Meister. Meister Pesach is a Shlomit. And even before this month, even before Pesach, because it's the Chatchila, it's a kedusha, to be a meiser, so therefore it can be a shlamit. The hihachi of the Gemara is, if you hold that the din of the mother, it's me'ikr kedushasi, that it should be a shlamim, and even so by the mother, that only happens l'maisa after Pesach, because before Pesach, it's still aimed to be a Pesach, it's not mitzvah for Pesach. But it's shayach already, the tchilas dinoi is to be a shlamim. So the mother already has that din be'etzem, mitchilas kedushasi, to be a shlamim. So by the Vlad, already the Chatchila, you have that. Because like the Chazanish says, that Tchilas Dino is for a Meisar. So therefore, already by the Vlad, even before Pesach, its din is to be a Shlomit. That's what Rava holds, that a Meisar, the Vlad is Karev Shlomit. So upon him, we have two Eitzar in the Gemara. From this comes out of Machlokes in the whole Sugya. Tosfos learns that the question of the Gemara is, should be Karev as a Pesach? Tosfos says that here the Meisar is no shame, Oila Alimai. Pesach we don't have by never have Pesach as in a keva. So that aspect of Shem Alima we don't have. So Tzeis is mechiyach from this, that we never need that it should be carved sometime as in a keva. It's enough that it had a frosh of Shem Kach. That is the opinion of Tzeis. Rashi, the question of the Gemara was to be carved as a shlamim, and that is l'shitatzai, you do need that it's sometime it's carved as in a keva. Margo's Vaitre says, starts with Abaye, the Mokom Shem Moitzer Eilich, Shem Avlar Eilich. More than asks an Abaye from a Braisa. It says Lahedya that the Vlad is karev as a Pesach. So there's a question on Abaye. Abaye holds that the Vlad is not karev, that's in of Meiser. Answers Abaye that there, the Pshad is that you're mafresh of him and Buberes. And Rabbi Lazar holds that Shirei Meshuyer. That when you're mafresh of him and Buberes, so it's not considered a hakdash on the Vlad. And then you can be mafresh the Vlad, it's its own carbon. And Mela, it's not Kaddish within the parish of Vladis. It's Kaddish because it has its own Maisa Kaddasha. Never the Vlad can be Karev as Kaddish and Karev as a Pesach. That's the Tarts of Abai. So, Lefizah comes out that according to Abai's Pshat in the Braisa, this Braisa is entirely unrelated to the machlokes we have here between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. All the machlokes we had between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim are within the parish of Vladis Kaddish. When you're Maktish of Behema, and then afterwards it becomes Muberes. But if you're Maktish of Behema Muberes, it's because we hold Shirei Meshuyer, so maybe that's entirely different, and the Vlad can be Karev on its own right. That's how the Chafetz Chaim understood the Gemara. That's how the Chafetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachas, he's Tamei on the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskins that Shirei Meshuyer. And yet the Rambam paskins, in Perek Dalet of Tmura Halachas Zayin, if your mafresh of Imam Muberes is a Pesach, then it's Yirat Shei Stoif. Hella, once you hold a Shirei Meshuyer, so Vlad is its own Hakdasha. So why is the Vlad, why is the Vlad Yistoif? Very big question. The Biskurav in Sefer, in Hechos Tumura, the shekel that starts Tumura Daf Yotes, says the Gvaltik Yistoif to answer this question. Says the Rav the following. And even though the halacha is that Shirei Meshuyer and Uber Lav Yarachimai and Uber has its own hektish, it says the Biskurav that's only legabe the dinim of the Maisa Hakdasha. It's considered a separate Maisa Hakdasha in the Vlad, independent of the Hakdasha of the mother. That is the din of Shirei Meshuyer and Uber Lav Yarachimai. Each one has its own Maisa Hektish. However, says the Rav, when you're being makir them together, it's not two different karbonis. It's all considered one karbon. So it's the karbon of the mother with its vlad. What is raya to this side? Why should it be that way? It's a pella. If each one has one maisa hektish, then it's not two different karbonis. Says the Rav, I have a Gemara there in the Sugya of Shirei Meshuyer and Daf Chafei, also earlier on Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara brings two braces about a shecher is a chatos. What do you do with the Vlad of a Chatas? When you bring the Chatas, the mother, is carved as a carbon, what's the din of the Vlad? One Bryce says that it's Chulin, and one Bryce says that it's Nechal Zichre Kahuna. It's a chelik of the carbon. So the Gemara has a few explanations in what the Yisrael of the Machlekes is. One of them is that the Machlekes is whether Shirei Meshuyer or Shirei Eino Meshuyer. Bryce holds the Vlad is Chulin, hold that Shirei Eino Meshuyer, it's only Kaddish meeting the parish of Vlad is Kachim, and hold Bava Yosin and Gdashim, and therefore the Vlad is not Kaddish. The Braisa that holds, the Vlad is Yeh Kaddish, and it's Nechal HaKayanim, holds that Shirei Meshuyer, and therefore it has its own Hakadosha. In Mimela, the Vlad is Kaddish as a Chattis. As the Brisker Rav, why does the Vlad get the heter of the mother? I mean, the whole, you say this sheet is that Uber Lav Yerachimai, and it has its own Hakadosha. So why is this Zerik of the mother work for the Vlad? The Vlad should be its own carbon. It should need its own Shechita. Elamai says the Rav, it's Muchach from here. Even if Uber Lav Yerachimai, it's only that Dine Maisa Hektish. Two different Hekdashish in the mother and the Vlad. But if the Vlad, the Vlad is one carbon together with the mother. If the Vlad would be born beforehand, it would become its own carbon. But if you go with Shech the mother, when she's in Muberes, so it's considered a Akrava on the Vlad also, because it's one carbon together with its mother. Says the Rav Mimela, if that's the case, then Kabi Ar Sugya, when the Gemara answers, Rav Mavish Behema Muberes Askinan, Gemara is going to answer the question on Abaye. Abaye had said that Lamokom Shah Moisher Hoylich, Shama Vlad Hoylich. And if Nei Pesach, the mother is Ledmei, so maybe also the Vlad is Ledmei. That was a question in the Gemara. The Hainu, the reason that the Vlad here is not going to be Karev is because the whole Kedusha the Vlad gets It's from its mother. Actually, the Seder of the Kedusha of Vlad is from its mother. And since the mother is Pasul, the name of the Vlad is Pasul. That was the question of the Gemara. Comes along Abai and he says, and no, says the Rabbi Abai came to answer specifically the question that was asked. The question was, the Kedusha of Vlad is from its mother. So therefore the mother is a Dmei, the Vlad is also a Dmei. And that Abai answers that no, the Kedusha of Vlad is from its own. It's independent from the Kedusha of the mother. Because Uberlad Yerachimai, so that's Kedusha, that's independence, not a Kedusha of the mother. That's the Teresh of the Gemara. Says the Rav that only answered the question, he said the din of Vlad. The whole need in here was that the Kedusha of the Vlad was the same Kedusha of the mother, does have different Kedusha of the mother. That was the question, and that Abai answered. However, if there's another aspect here, another issue at hand, and that is the din of dichoy. The lamaisa, the mother is pasul to Pesach, and she's nitcha from Pesach. The vlad could have the same dichoy as the mother, even if the vlad has an independent hakadasha from that of the mother, but it's still char korban with its mother. Like we were here from the Gemara about the din of the vlad chatos, that it's nechal zichri kahuna. That even though the vlad is an independent hakadasha from that of the mother, but has the same din korban together with the mother. And therefore, if the mother is has a psul dichoy, so maybe the vlad also gets a psul dichoy. Even though the vlad is a different independent hakadosha, but it's one carbon, the psul dichoy is chal on this carbon, then maybe that also affects the vlad. So therefore, says the Rav, what Abai did not mean to say that the machlekes here in the Braisa is the machlekes in Shira and Mishu here. No. You misunderstood Abai. Abai understood that the machlekes in the Braisa is the machlekes. The same machlekes of Elosh and Nacham we have by Nekev Elohila. Does the dichoy the mother also pass over vlad? That was the machlekes here of Elosh and Nacham. You have a question that here even Rabbi Elazar should agree that it's puzzle. Because Lamaisa, the whole kedusha of vlad gets is that from the mother. And therefore, if the mother is Lidmei, the vlad is also Lidmei. And that the Gemara says, then that my answer is a no, because it has its own akdasha, so Mela doesn't not shaykh to the din of the mother. He can get its own din akdasha of its mother. But the psul dichoy of the mother, according to the chachamim, the psul dichoy of the mother always goes over to the vlad. Even though it has its own akdasha, but it has a different, but the dichoy is totally the same carbon, meaning that it's one carbon with his mother, therefore gets the psul dichoy of the mother. That's the beautiful mahalach, the Brisker Rav. To answer the sugi here, if the psul dichoy is unrelated to that of the ma'isa kedusha, ma'isa kedusha is to get rid of the problem of a makom shem ma'isa shaylech, shama vlad shaylech. The psul dichoy is talking machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. If everyone in this brisa holds that shirim is shuyer, and the machlekes is Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, even the Rambam paskin that it's right. I've got varav shalav riskarov. Have a Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Berak Dalav Tzmur Alocha Zayin. He doesn't understand the Rav. We've spoken about until now that the machlekes of Elazar and the Chachamim is not totally in the din dichoy b'yalma. Machlekes balei chayim nidochin. At least in the sheet of the Rambam, Tosfos does shel to the machlekes of Elazar and the Chachamim. The Rambam passed in balei chayim einam nidochin. Then he passed in like the Chachamim and the Vlad is Roya. What the pshat? My dear Shadis, we said over B'shein the Briskarov. That here's the need of Kedushas HaKrov. Even though the Vlad doesn't have the psul dichoy of the mother, but if the mother does not have kedusha sakrava, it's kedusha that I mean for akrava bichlal. So maybe the vlad also does not have kedusha sakrava. That wasn't his kaddish. Agadikachti had kedusha sakrava. So meila, if that's the case, then here, what does the Biskrav answer? Once the vlad has its own ma'is hakadosha, so the kedusha sakrava comes from itself. It doesn't need to get the kedusha sakrava of the mother. If the Nidan was in the psul dichoy, then we can hear the verdict of the Rav, that even the Vlad does has own my sakadasha, because it's one carbon with its mother, so maybe that gets the psul dichoy of the mother. That's if the Nidan was the Nidan in the psul dichoy. But being we're not dining on the psul dichoy. We're dealing with what Kedusha it gets. We're dealing with what Kedusha it has. So maybe the Kedusha of the Vlad is an independent hakadosha that it has from that of the mother. If so, So then Avadat HaChom would not say that the Avadat is right over here. Here the Nidin is mitzad the Kedusha, and the Avadat gets its own Din Kedusha, and we should not be looking at the Din Dihoev Kotcha. Rather, we should look at where is the source of its Kedusha. Once it has its own source of Kedusha, then Mela should be Karev. So Mela, the Terrors of the Mishkarov is Chayr Tzarachin Gadol. And Todra Koshu Duchte, the question that the Chavetz Chaim asked in the Rambam, why did the Rambam paskin that the Vad is Roya? Once it has its own Kedusha, then the Vad should be Karev. Tzarachin Shah in the Rambam. For the Biskar Tzarach, we don't understand. Can the Rambam is Takashver Tzarachin. Now comes Amud Beis, starts a new Mishnah. Very, very excited to get a Mishnah here. Sinyan of Migud and Achta, Mavish and Kevil Asham. Trying to get to some excited here in the Machlekes, Chachamin and Reb Shimon, but Migud and Achta. The Mishnah's word is Machlekes by Mavish and Kevil Asham. Tanakama says that it's Tirach Tisoiv, Timocha, you have to wait for it to get a mum. And Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon says, Yimocha Shleim a mum. You don't need to wait for it to have a moment. It only has Kedushas Dom, it's not a Kedushas Aguf. So the Mora asks, why do you need to wait for it to get a mum? Or if you caught it in a keva, hainu mumma. That itself should be like a mum. Why do we need another mum? Being in a keva itself is similar to a mum. It's just the Gemara, the reason is, because migu denachta. This is the cryptic shakavatari of the Gemara. The Gemara needs a lot of work, needs a lot of explanation. Right? If the Gemara held in the question that being in a keva is like a mum, so how did the Gemara answer migud inachta? Gdush saguf. But it has a mum. So why does it need a mum? It has a mum. How did the Gemara answer the question? On a baal mum mamish, the din is, the Mishnah says in Bechayrish and Nafim Dalad, and on Chulan and Kuflamid, we're all over our Masechta also, that in a Baal Mum, it's not Chal Kedush Saguf. Except by Tmura, or Bechor and Meiser, those are exceptions to the rule. But besides those exceptions, Kedush Saguf is not Chal in a Baal Mum. So the Gemara held that a Keval Oila was like a Baal Mum. So there are two questions. So number one, it's not Chal Kedush Saguf Bechal. And a Baal Mum is not Chal Kedush Saguf. Question number one. Question number two, that even if you say for whatever reason, that in the Keval is different, and it's Chal Kedush Aguf on this type of Baal Mum. But why do we need another Mum? Right, then the Keva itself is like a Mum. So, why do we need to wait for it to get another Mum? Gemara is very difficult. And if we say that the Keva is not like a Mum, so if we understand the terrors of the Gemara, that's why the Keva is different than a Baal Mum. What was the question of the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara says in the question that Hainu Mumma. The Gemara says that it is like a Mum. What's going on here? What happened in the Shakotai of the Gemara? Very, very difficult. So first let's start with the Iker question. Is the Behema, isn't a Keva like a Baal Mum or not? What's the din? So we find in Taz earlier on Dav Zayin and Aleph, Diri Maschel Ella, and a person is Makdash in a Keva L'Oila, says Taz, is our Mishnah, and a Keva L'Oila or Nosham. Person is Oivar Laf, says Taz, in our Mishnah, the person who's Makdash gets Malkis. Taz is Ma'ir that it was not mentioned anywhere, but once the Gemara says in Dav Zayin, then a makdash baal mum gets malchus. So says the word in makdash and a keva l'asham also gets malchus. Taser does not even quote our gemara that says hainu mumma. So our pshuta to Taser that in a keva is like a mum. Similarly, finding the shita mukubetzes in zvachim daflam medal on omer aleph ois dalid says the shita the person that's makriv in a keva la'ila is over the issue of Shchitas Baal Mum and Hakrovas Baal Mum. You see clearly in the Rishayim, they understood Kipshutai, and in a cave was like a mum. He says, so it's Mamash Apelet. Hey, the din by a Baal Mum that is not Chal Kedusha. And in a cave is Yechal Kedusha, the two questions we asked. And number two, and even for whatever reason by in a cave it's Chal Kedusha, well, let's be Paida, because Lamaisa, then it has a mum, it's in a cave. So let's start with the second question first. It's Mukhrach, even though he holds in a cave was like a Baal Mum, Lagabi the Isser of Hakadosh's Baal Mum, Shechidah's Baal Mum, Hakrovat's Baal Mum, that'd be all of these dinim. You didn't fully accept that in a cave was like a Baal Mum. But Lagabi the din, that a Baal Mum has pidyon, and that in a cave is not like a Baal Mum. That's muchrach. That there's nothing to say. That's muchrach in our Mishnah. Mishnah says the tirach is toif. You need to get another mum. Hakorcha in the keva itself is not like a mum that you're paid down. So what's talking about the pshat? It's a mum or it's not a mum. So I didn't mind anyone that asked this question in the way that I just asked it right now. But l'chayr the tirach is pashas. That really there are two parshas in the Torah about Bali Mum. Bigger parsha in the Torah about Bali Mum is Parshas Emor. It says there that you should be makar v'karban tamim yiyah l'rotzayim, kol mum lo yiyah boy. It has to be a karban tam. Can't have any mumin. Pasuk goes vayter to list the mumin. Averes, a shavur, a chorutz, a abeles. Let's take reveal of Hashem. Isha l'sidim ha'am mizbech l'Hashem. These are all the dinim of Bali Mum. That's the parsha in the Torah of Bali Mum. And it says that it's lo yei rotze, the carbon is puzzle, and that you're over lavin for hakadosha and hakrava. That's parshas emor. But then, there's another parsha in the Torah. Parshas b'chukaisai. It says there that something called kedushas aguf. Can't be poide kedushas aguf. Kol et yiritin menu l'ashem yiyah kodesh. It's kodesh, a carbon, you cannot be poide it. But then, if it's a behema tameya, ufad, what's this behemoth tmeya referring to? So Rashi there says, quoting Gemara and Tamura and the Menachas, behemoth tmeya is referring to a carbon that got him up. It originally was a carbon. It's kachim mizbeach. But a mum falls on it. So now it's like a behemoth tmeya. So they didn't pinch it. So there are two dinim that are about a bal mum. One is that it's puzzle and it's usur. Another din that you're paid it. So Bakarach, when we find in the Rishonim that they say that Nekev was like a mum, it must mean that that's only like a mum, got be the din of Hakdosh and Akrovas Bama. In that way, Nekev was like a Bama. Got be the nidin of pidgin, in that Nekev was not like a Bama. So the Klavi Parshas Emor, also in a cave, it's included in that. We have the Osham and Oila, also in a cave has the Surim. Klavi Parshas Bechukaisha, then Pidyon, there was not said on in a cave. Part of the reason is that here the Torah calls for Pidyon, the Torah calls it a Behemoth Tmei. So Behemoth Tmei, Pshutei means an animal which is usher to eat, like a donkey or a horse. Those things are called Behemoth Tmeis. Here, the Torah is not referring to that, it's referring to a carbon. It's a carbon, and he turned into a donkey. Where do, Chazal explained to us, where do you have a carbon that became a behemoth tmeya? How can we have that? A Baal Mum is so mufka from Akrava, that now it's similar to a behemoth tmeya. That does not apply to a Nekeva. A Nekeva is still kosher, for some kachim, for shlomin, for chatas. A Nekeva is kosher. So we can't call in a keva a min that's a behemoth tmeya. It's not mufka from akrava. A Baal Mum is mufka from akrava, can never get it in akrava. And a keva is not mufka from akrava. It's pasul and usur. It's not mufka. So therefore it's not included in the parish in the Torah of behemoth tmeya. Therefore it's not a din pidyon. So now we explained the ikar din that the Rishonim say it's not shir from our Gemara. And a keva has the surim of Baal Mum, but not the din pidyon of Baal Mum. And therefore we can explain our Mishnah. That in a keva still needs a mum because it itself is not a mum, but it still has the surim of a baal mum because it's a davar nikar. Any davar nikar, mum nikar, that has the surim of baal mum. So now at least we have an ikar pshat in the Mishnah. But now the Gemara still means work. So we understand the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says hainu mumah because it has the lavim of a baal mum, and the Gemara held in the makshin that we don't, who cares about the din pidyon as long as it has the surim of baal mum. So hainu mumah. What's the Gemara starts in Yigudanachsa? Why should Kedusha be Chal? Why is it different than a Baal Mum? At the end of the day, why is Kedusha Chal? Why is Kedusha Guf Chal on a Nekeva? It's not Chal on a Baal Mum. So Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Per Gimel of Yisur Mizbeach, not going specifically in our Gemara, just in general, Reb Chaim has a Chakira there, that why is Kedusha Guf not Chal on a Baal Mum? Baal Mum Kavua, as you mentioned, the Mishnah in Bechayrus and in Chulin, why is Kedusha Guf not Chal? Says Rav Chaim, that we could say, it's Machmas the Psul, that it's so Patsul that a Kedusha can be Chal on it. because you can't be chal on something that's mufka from the mizbech. So Balmum is also called mufka from the mizbech, and it's not chal kedusha sakuf. That's one possibility. Says Rabbi Chaim, another possibility. The reason is that loyalam is inside the psul kedusha could be chal. It's not so mufka. What's the reason that kedusha is not chal? Says Rabbi Chaim, because it has din pidyon. A din pidyon does not allow kedusha sakuf to be chal. Why? Because Kedusha Saguf means that it's, I mean, Lagufa, that something's supposed to happen with it. It doesn't go out to Chulin. It's supposed to stay Kadosh. Din Pidyon says exactly the opposite. It's supposed to go out to Chulin. It has din to be played in to go out to Chulin. So those two things can't coexist. They're tati disasri. It can't be Chal Kedusha Saguf on something which already has an in a din Pidyon. Bishlama, something, a carbon that you were makhtish when it was a tam, and then afterwards it got a mum. So even though the mum b'yisoyed is din, to be mafkir the kedusha, it allows you to be poydet. But because the kedusha was already chal, so it's not pokar. It's not mafkir the original kedusha that was chal in it. That's the din, normally, of a korban that was a tam, that he got a balmum. So be said always the din pidyon is a steer to the kedusha gov. But it came mafkir the kedusha gov that was already chal. But a korban that you're maktish and it already has a mum, so then you want l'chatchil the kedusha gov to be chal. If there's already a din pidyon, Reb Chaim says, that doesn't work. That's a tarti disaster. So these are the two drachm that Reb Chaim has to understand why kedusha is not chal on a balmum. And Reb Chaim is machri like the second side. That's because of din pidyon, therefore kedusha kuf is not chal. What's the raya? Reb Chaim says, from balmum oiver. Hari balmum oiver, mavur perakama de tmura, says Reb Chaim. That balmum oiver has all these surah ben psulim as a balmum. Kavua. It's exactly the same. The guy with Israel Psulim is Bech. And yet, Kedusha Guf is Chal on a Balmum Kavua, on a Balmum Oiver, sorry. It's not Chal on a Balmum Kavua. Maishna. Hey, both of them are the same level of Psul. Why one is Chal Kedusha and one not Chal Kedusha? Elmai says Reb Chaim, it must be, the reason that Kedusha is not Chal on a Balmum is not because of its level of Psul. Rather, it's because it has been pidyon. And the din pidyon and the din kedusha guf are a tarti disaster. Me'el says Reb Chaim, it's miyushuf. A balmum oiver has no din pidyon. Only a balmum kavu has a din pidyon. So a balmum kavu cannot be chal kedusha because it already has a din pidyon. But a balmum oiver that has no pidyon, it's chal kedusha. Adkan dvarav of Reb Chaim Gvaldike Mahalach Reb Chaim to explain that the reason there's no kedusha on a balmum and his right is from the din of balmum oiver. I can't hear Reb Chaim. Just to mention that the Chazon Ish go Yoynes, ask the Reb Chaim. We see that by Tzmura and by Bechor and Meiser, it's Chal Kedush Saguf and Aval Mum. Even though it already has a Din Pidyon. If you hold the Tarti Disashi, they can't coexist. How in these cases, how do we have exceptions? And Rabbi Shlom, that the reason was that it's because of the Chaymer of the Psul. The Chazon Ish can understand that these Kedushas is a higher Kedusha. Tmura and Bechor and Meiser, and they can be chal, even though it is a Balmum. But if the reason is that Pidyon and Kedusha Guf are tarti disasri, so then Memela, it doesn't make sense why it's chal by Tmura and Bechor and Meiser. Chazanish himself wants to learn that the reason that Kedusha is not chal is learned out of a pasuk. It's not a svara. Chazanish has learned out of the fact that a Balmum, a Rame Ikre, eno it's a Tmura. Shemakdush a Balmum, it does not make Tmura. Explains the Chazon Ish, the reason is because all that is Kedusha's Domin. Kedusha's Domin does not make Tmura. And from here, Chazal saw that Kedusha is on Chal and a Balmum. And Shingin Reb Chaim held that it's a Svar that they're tied to this Hasri. But about this is the Malach Reb Chaim, Chazon Ish is Svar. The Malach Reb Chaim is the reason Kedusha is not Chal and a Balmum is because of the Din Pidyon. So the Chayru, we could say that Lavir Reb Chaim, that's Kufa the Pshat in our Gemara. In our Gemara is Chayru right to Reb Chaim. What's the difference between a Kevel O'ila and a Balmum? Why is Kedusha Chal and a Kevel not Chal and a Balmum? The answer is that an Akeva, even though it has the Surim of a Balmum, like we said before, from Taisus and the Shita, but it does not have the opinion of a Balmum, which is Mucha in our Mishnah. And Haray, the reason that Kedusha Aguf is not Chal and a Balmum is because of the opinion of Chaim says. And an Akeva has no opinion. And I call him a Kaimi Yavah B'Shalim, Mamish Gevaldik. the chisurin that the Baal Mum has, the pidyon, that you don't have by the keva. I'd be very kishmak in the Gemara. However, the reading of the words of the Gemara, the Gemara does not sound like this was a shakav atari. Gemara doesn't sound like there's a shakav atari here. Is the kedusha not chal totally in the fact that there's din pidyon? Gemara asked in the keva hainu muma. Gemara should say, "Honey, mealy, that it's a mum. Like I'll be that is also to be machtish and to be makrif. But that the kedusha not chal that causes the pidyon, and the cave is no din pidyon. If that were the shaka v'tari, that would be wonderful. But the Gemara says other words. Gemara says the reason kedusha is chal in a baal mum, sorry, in a keva, is because of migud nachsa. Once it's chal kedusha dam, it's also chal kedusha guf. That's something new." We didn't say because there's no din pidyon. We said we come migud nachsa. Once we started migud nachsa, so let's also by baal mum say migud nachsa. The Gemara is very, very difficult to shut, and it's hard not saying like Reb Chaim, saying something else. So Reb Nachum Bar Tzofetz said a mahalach, and this is brought down in the Shurim and Bechoris in Sefer Binyan Nachum. Says Reb Nachum's Shurim that Chabur says in Bechoris last one. It was about the reason that Kedushas Hanchal and Baal Mum Kavua. He wants a new Mahalach, Pshat in Reb Chaim. Says that he said it over to the Briskerov. It's not brought down what was the Briskerov's response to this Mahalach. Reb Nachum wants a new Pshat in Reb Chaim. Based on our Gemara and other questions that he had in Reb Chaim, Reb Nachum wanted to say, really there are two Shlavim. It goes in two steps. Like Kedushas Hanchal and Baal Mum. There's more the first step, which applies to a Baal Mum, and also to an Akeva, could be applied to other psulim also. Step number one is that Kedusha cannot be Chal on something which is possible in Mizbech. Kedusha Shaguf is a steer to something which is possible in Mizbech. I'll explain in a second why that is. That's step number one. But on that, we have an answer called Migud Nachsa. Migud Nachsa says, and if Kedusha's Domim can be Chal, then Mamele Kedusha Guf is Chal. He said that circumvented the problem of Hainu Muma. And the Gemara first asked Hainu Muma, that because it's Pasal Akrava, so Kedusha can be Chal, just like in a Baal Mum, the reason Kedusha is not Chal by a Baal Mum is because it's Pasal. Not because of the impingent. Because it's Pasal. Anything which is Pasal, it's not Chal Kedusha Guf. Hektish Peh, your Hektish Peh cannot be Chal directly. That was the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara that it's true that Hektish Peh cannot be Chal on things that are possible. But Migud Nachsa is a new way to allow Hektish to be Chal on things that are possible. Even though inside your original Hektish you can't be Chal, it's on Migud Nachsa it's Chal. Now, Baal Mum, even Migud Nachsa does not work for it to become Kaddish. Why not? This says Reb Nachum, here came the Svar of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is going to explain on the second Shlav. Why does the Migud Nachsa work by Nekeva and by other Psulim, but it does not work by Baal Mum? The answer is, because of the Pidyon. The Baal Mum has the Pidyon at Mafkia, that Kedusha Guf cannot be Chal, even at the Migud Nachsa. By saying other psulim that don't have a din pidyon, so kedusha is chal in any migud nachsa. This is Reb Nachum's mahalach to explain lefi Reb Chaim. To work Reb Chaim into our Gemara, the Gemara has to work on the first shlav, the more basic shlav, that which exists also by Baal Mum. Gemara said hainu muma, it meant that the original reason that it can't be chal had this peh, is because it's pasul. Just like Baal Mum, that also is true. Hektish peh is not chal because it's possible. And that the Gemara said that we have a way to circumvent that problem called Migud Nachsa. And by Baal Mum, that circumvention doesn't work because of the din pidyon. The Ikar Pshat in the Gemara still needs explanation. What's an afkamina whether the Kedusha is Chal at the Hektish Peh, that it can't be Chal in a Keva, or if it's Chal at the Migud Nachsa? At the end of the day, we get to Kedusha Taguf. We see that in a Keva, it can Chal, it can be Chal Kedusha Taguf. So why when a carbon is kosher, it's chal directly at your hektish peh? Mashingin, when the carbon is pasul, like in a keva, it's come out to migud nachsa. What happened? So, First, let's understand the first nekuda, which is why Kedusha Guf cannot be chal directly on something which is pasul. So the Chayim, the Sfaradim Mukhar Gemara, I also found this in the Sefer Makar Baruch, Chelek Beis Simen Gimel, that the yisoid of Kedusha Guf of Korbanos is to kshtal back the carbon, to mimim the carbon for Akrava. Say the carbon is right now oimid for Akrava. That's what it is. That's what a carbon is. Carbon is something which is supposed to go in the Mizbech. That's the yisoid inyan of Kedusha Guf of a carbon. When a carbon is pasul, so you'd say harezu oila. It doesn't make sense. How can an akeva be an oila? How could an akeva be an asha? So things don't go hand in hand. Carbon is not oimid for akrava. It's not going to have akrava bichlal. That's why the Gemara held that haynu muma, who had in by a bal mum, anything which is pasul is not oimid for akrava. You cannot give it a din akrava. That's why hekdesh peh cannot be chal directly on something which is pasul. The yisoid of kedusha guf is kedusha sakrav, is the din akrav. So the Gemara answers migud unachz. Because it's chal kedusha damin, so it's also chal kedusha guf. But again, how did I take care of the problem? Once we're getting to kedusha guf in the end, then that's problematic, because in the cave it can't be aiming for kedusha sakrav. So l'chayra what it's mavur here is that migud unachz is not just a different way for the kedusha to be chal, but it's a different type of kedusha. It's a different yesoid, different bit in what the kedusha is. Rashi says in the Maskana of the Gemara that it's kadosh leha milsa debayimu. Kadosh for this point that it needs a mum. What was Rashi coming to say? That for sure, that's what we're downing on. The Mishnah says that it needs a mum. Gemara asks, why does it need a mum? Hainu muma. Gemara answers that migud nachsa. Rashi says it's leha milsa debayimu. What did Rashi add on to the Gemara? I think that the yisoid of the yisoid of Dvarim, what Rashi came to say, is that the Gemara is saying the yisoid of this Kedusha by Nekeva L'Hashem is not because of the Din HaKrava. Harei Nekeva B'Emes can't be oimid for a Din HaKrava. Rather, the yisoid of the Kedusha is the Kedusha's Domi. A Nekeva could have on a Kedusha's Domi. That it can have. Once it gets Kedusha's Domim, it was Nishadish that the Kedusha's Domim can be Chal Begufay. The Hainu, that we have things that are Kedusha's Domim that have no Shaykh as a Kedusha's Guf. It could be Ma'akdish, a donkey for Kedusha's Domim, or a chicken for Kedusha's Domim, or money for Kedusha's Domim, or a table for Kedusha's Domim. Anything you want, you could be Ma'akdish for Kedusha's Domim. There the whole Indian is, that there's no Kedusha Legufay. The Kedusha is that you take the money in it, and you sell it, and you go, now you have cash. Or if you make this money, you already have the cash. And you take the cash and you go buy a carbon. That's normally what Kedusha's Domim is. It was this chadish here that even though it's true you're makdish it for the Domim, but the Kedusha's Domim is chal begufay. The hainu, it doesn't just stay as Kedusha's Domim where the whole inyan is take the money and go buy a carbon. No, because this behema is roy to be a carbon. It's not mufka from being a carbon. So therefore, it could be chalan kedusha zaguf. Once something is meshach shaykh to being a carbon, and it already is kedusha's domin. So the side of the kedusha here is ledomav. The reason it has kedusha is because the dom is going to the mizbeach. But anything which could be a carbon and it gets and has kedusha, which is shaykh to the mizbeach, it already becomes a carbon. That's the yisod of migud unachza. So migud unachza is not just saying a difference of where the kedusha comes from. We found a loophole and we got kedusha's domim and there was chal kedusha guf. No. Migud unachza is saying what the kedusha is. The kedusha is ledomim. Does this kedusha's domim has the ability to be chal begufay? That was the chiddush of migud unachza. Found this concept that's the yisod of migud unachza in Teis later on and daf chavav mebeis. Says there is explaining the Gemara in Krisus, Daf Chav Ches. Gemara there says that there's a carbon called carbon oil of Yerid. The person that has more money brings a behema. The person that has less money, an ani, brings a cane, a chat soif and an oil soif. Gemara there talks about a oshi or shehifrish cane makivsa soif. An oshi that we had to bring a keves, a kivsa, because he was a wealthy person. And instead, he was mafresh a cane, which he was not supposed to bring. And then it says, afterwards, he himself became an oni. More dons whether he can use this cane that he's mafresh. So this is machir from the sugya there, that we don't, in this case, we do not say migu denachsa. When he was mafresh originally, the cane, and he had to bring, it was the wrong carbon, because he needed a behema. It's mafresh a cane, so it's not chal kedush shatuf. Says Tesis, why not? Why is it not chal, why don't we say migu denachsa? When he was mafresh these birds. Says Tesis, because there's no pidyon by oifos, so therefore, we don't say migu denachsa. What's the connection between pidyon and migu denachsa? How do these two things connect? So in the Shita there, it's clear in the point, the Shita increases. The Chavches in the Shmatas says the Shita that the idea of migu denachsa is that at the end of the day, you'll have a way to take out the damim. It was kadosh l'damav. So it's chal begufay, but even I need the kedusha guf, you could it's still amid l'damim. Says the Shita, it's only by a behema. A behema, even it's chal kedusha guf. But after it gets a mum, now you can go use the damim again. So then we say migu denachsa. Hashem came by an oif. An oif doesn't have pidyon. Even if an oif becomes a pasul, becomes a mechusar eiver, we don't have pidyon by oifus. So the Mela says the Shita, then it's not shech migu denachsa. So what happened? It's really kadosh l'damav. And then it's going to be chal kedusha guf. We got to a dead end. We have no way now to get out the kedusha's damim. Because it's stuck. You can't be pointed afterwards. Then we don't say migu denachsa. So move forward with every atesis v'ashita. At the side of migu denachsa is kedusha's damim. That's the kedusha that it has. So that kedusha's damim was chal begufay. So now, if we'll say migu denachsa, we won't be able to use the kedusha's damim, then if I don't say migu denachsa. So migu denachsa is a higher level of the kedusha's damim. The kedusha's damim is chal begufay, to make it into a karba. But if you're counter, it's a counterproductive to the kedusha's damim that it's chal begufay, then we don't say migu denachsa. So maybe that's also the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says by us that it's kadosh leha milsa de bayimum. The kedusha here is kedusha's damim. It's not kedusha guf. It could be chal begufay leha milsa de bayimum, and then you use that mum to take out the damim. So meaning the damim here has the ability to be chal begufay that it becomes a carbon, but the side of its kedusha is different than a regular carbon. Regular carbon is kadosh lehakrava. This carbon is kadosh ledamav. That's the side of its kedusha. That's in bar that's a pshat. Migu denachsa. It's mevus medivrei Tosfos v'Ashita. It's also medui ketiv medivrei Rashi v'Yos. But just to speak out again, even though it starts with kedusha's damim and the side of the kedusha is kedusha's damim, but because the carbon is behema is right to be a carbon, so it becomes a carbon. Meaning, because it's chadish, you can have a carbon which it's yisoid in yano is not that it should be karif in and of itself. The yisoid is that something else should be karif, but it's able to be chal kedusha saguf on this behema to make it into a carbon, even though it's not roi for it in itself. Versus the meaning at the beginning of the chaf that it's oisa tura means that it became a carbon. That it became a carbon, but the yisoid kedusha say is machmas tadam. That here is the pshat in migu denachsa. Another point here is a basic question in pshat. When we say migu denachsa, what was the person makdashit for? Was he makdashit lagufay? Or was he makdashit ladamav? What did he say when he was makdashit? I raise the kadosh lagufay, I raise the kadosh ladamav. For riyata, we would say avadi said I raise the kadosh ladamav. Because I raise, if the kedusha is going to be chal, I raise migu denachsa. Means the first has to pass through the state of Kedusha's Damim. And from there it goes to Kedusha's Aguf. It has to be the way that it goes. So in Kein Bakarchach, the Kedusha's Damim was Chal first. So it must be that he said it's Kadosh L'damav. And then in Mela we said that the Kedusha is able to be Chal Begufa. And for sure we see that. The Gemara says that it's a right to what Rava said, that Makdash Zohar L'damav is Chal Kedusha Aguf. And definitely we have a case that he was Makdash L'damim and it's Chal Kedusha Aguf. So the chayr every migu denachsa is the same thing. It starts off with kedushas damim, and there it goes to kedushas aguf. That's the pasuk pshat. If so, it's Mufurshan the Sugya. This person that's Makdish a Nekeva Lidameha, you also say Migudinach. Right? That's what we're talking about. That's what you did in our Sugya. Chayyur Makdish Lidameha. We say Migudinach. Have a hard Mufur in the Sugya. However, in the Rambam, Lachar is Mufur not this way. Rambam writes in Perak Tetzvav Maisa Karbonis, Halacha Hei. Ha'oimer, the Nebei Mezu Oila, Ayarezu Le Oila. Im Aitza Ruyuli Karev Oila, Niskachak Dush Aguf. Yatmeti Karev Oila. The person is Makdash the Domin. If the Behem is Roy to be Chak Dush Aguf, to be Karev, then it's Chak Dush Aguf. In Eina Ruya, Timocher Vyavi Bidamea Oila. If it's not Roy, then you sell it, and you with money you bring an Oila. Ram says Timocher. Sounds like Timocher Shalai Bimu. What is it? What is the case? It's not right. Like in a cave. Imkain, Ram passing that you're makdish in a cave of domeha. It's not chakdu shaguf. What happens? This question asks Mari Korkes and the Kesa Mishnah. Mari Korkes has it sad to say the Rambam paskind like Rav Shimon. Kesa Mishnah asks the Rambam passing before not like Rav Shimon passing like the Chachamim that we say miyigud enachso that it's chakdu shaguf and in a cave. The Rambam berak alav vichos tmura was what's from the Rambam here. So, the Kesem Mishnah has a tzad when the Rambam says that it's Timocher, the Rambam means Timocher Ayde Yamum. And it's a dochok in the Rambam. But, Nikhoim Rakusha, what are we going to say? The Rambam says, in Ein Ruya, Timocher B'yavi Udamea Oil. However, the Sfashemes and Rishon Zalman, they say, the Rambam paskins that we say Migudanach, so when you're Makdish in a Keva, Legufa. If you're Makdish in a Keva, Ledamea, we don't say Migud Anachs. But if your Magdash is Zachar Ledamav, we do say Migud Anachs. So either has to be when the Behemah itself is Roy, then we say Migud Anachs. Or when your Magdash is Legufay, then we say Migud Anachs. But if it has two strikes against it, it itself is not Roy, and your Magdash is Ledamim, then we don't say Migud Anachs. So you need to understand that problem. What if each one works by itself? If Magdash Zachar Ledamav works, and Magdash in a cave of Legufa work, while you're Makdash in a cave of Ledamea, it does not work. But it also needs explanation. How did the Rambam read the words of the Gemara, Migudinachsa? The Rambam learned that you're Makdash in a cave of Legufa. If you're Makdash in Ledamea, Lamaita Kedusha would not be Chalant. So, but the Gemara calls it Migudinachsa. Since it's Chal Kedusha's Domim, it's also Chal Kedusha Guf. You'll see the Rambam, that's not what happened. It wasn't Chal Kedusha's Domim. As the Maisa, I found a Metzia. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzmura, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph, one time the Rambam actually writes Migudinachsa. The din that it's Chalak Tush Aguf, and a cave, la Asham, la Oil, la Pesach, the Rambam writes Migudinachsa. The Rambam writes it a little bit different than it says in the Gemara. The Rambam writes, Hamavish in a cave, la Pisro, la Lasso, la Ashamai, Oisa Tzmura. Avish Inan Ruin li Karif, Hoilvi Yardu li Kedushas Damin, Harein Tamimim, Yardu l'kedushas haguf. Since they, the behema, has gone down to kedushas damim, it also goes down to kedushas haguf. The words of the Gemara sound like the kedusha is going in. Migudin nachsala kedushas damim. Since it goes into it, kedushas damim, it's chal on it, kedushas damim. It's also chal on it, kedushas haguf. Those are the words of the Gemara. The Rambam's Perosh or Girsa in the Gemara is that since the Behema is Nochis to Kedushas Damim, it's also Nochis to Kedushas Aguf. It's who's going into who? Is the Kedusha going into the Behema or the Behema going into the Kedusha? So the Lashon Rambam is problematic in Lashon. What does it mean the Behema goes into the Kedusha, goes down into the Kedusha? However, the Rambam means is that it's Shaykh to. That's the best way I have to read of reading the words. Since the behema is shayich to kedushas damim, it's also shayich to kedushas aguf. That's the Rambam read the words of the Gemara. If that's the reading, so it doesn't mean we don't see in the Gemara that it's actually chal kedushas damim and it's also chal kedushas aguf. That's not what happens. It's chal straight away kedushas aguf. Why is it chal kedushas aguf? Harei kevin de loichazi hainu muma. If it's not roy, then that itself should be like a mum. So why is it chal kedushas Haguf? The answer is that because it could be Chal Kedushas Domim, so it's also Chal Kedushas Haguf. Like we said before, that the Yisoid of the Kedusha here is going to be Kedusha's Damim. That the Ram holds that also. That the Yisoid of the Kedusha is Kedusha's Damim. Just not that it doesn't have to pass through the Shlav of Kedusha's Damim. But every time that you're Magdash of Heim of Kedusha's Guf, also the Damim become Kaddish. The Damim and the Guf are two parts of one Kedusha. When you Magdash a carbon tam and then afterwards it gets a mum, you sell it. Obviously means that also the Damim became Kaddish. So Kedusha's Damim and Kedusha Guf are stacked to each other in the sense that when you're Makdish Kedusha Guf, you're also Makdish Kedusha's Damim. So therefore, when a person is Makdish in a cave of the Asham, he is Makdish both the Guf and the Damim. And they can be Chal. Just the side of the Kedusha here is because of the Damim. That's what the Rambam says. Because it's Shaykh to the Damim, it's Shaykh to have Kedusha in its Damim, so it could also can be Chal the Kedusha in its Guf. That's what happens. But you have to be Makdash it straight legufay. That's what happens in our Mishnah. The Gemara says, if so, we have a right to Rava. Rava said, you're Makdash a Zohar ledamav, it's Chal Kedusha Guf. Hari, what's the Raya? Rava, by here you're Makdash legufay. In Rava you're Makdash for the Damim. How can the Gemara bring a Raya from this to that? The answer is, that we see from our Mishnah that in every Kedusha Guf, it's also included the hektish of the Damim. Because that we wouldn't, the Nikkei wouldn't be Kaddish. Because here the Yisrael of the Kedushas for Damim. So we set Muchach in our Mishnah that the Kedusha, the Hakdash of Kedusha Guf has in it also a hektish of Kedusha's Damim. Im Kain, Rava says, if a Makdash something Lidamav, it could also be Chalan at Lagufay. Because the Kedusha's Damim and the Kedusha Guf are Meshach Shaycha Atadi. So just when you Makdash the Guf, it includes in it the Damim, says Rava, when you're Makdash the Damim, and it could be Chal the Gufay, because it could be Kariv, so that's Chal also. So Mele, now we understand the Rambam. The Rambam paskins you're Makdash in a cable of Damel, it's not Chal Kedush Saguf. Where did the Rambam get that from? From Rava. Rava said only Makdash Zachar the Damav. Why did Rava say a bigger Chiddush? A Makdash in a cable of Damel. Elamai, only by a Zachar works, not by a Nekeva. Because a Zachar is Royal Akravas Gufay. And not in a keva. What's up, shot? So that this nigu denachza is works when there's we can jump over one hurdle away with nigu denachza. We can't take two hurdles with nigu denachza. When you're makdish in a keva legufa, so you're makdish for its guf, so it's able to be chal in its guf. Because even though the Seir of the Kedusha is the Damim, but because you created for the Gufay, you're being Makdash at the Gufay, that has to be Chal. If it could be Chal, then it has to be Chal. You in your Hektish gave the push to be Chal the Gufay. You're saying, I want this to be Chal the Gufay. So you want that to be Chal? We'll find a way to make it Chal. Miku Denachsa. Rava said when you're Makdash the Damim, even though you didn't want it to be Chal the Gufay, you didn't say that it should be Chal the Gufay, because it's Raif Rak Rava, so, hooray, the Guf, it's something that's shaykh to have in an akrava. So once the damim is kaddish, and we said the kedushas guf and damim are shaykh to each other. So once it's chal in the damim, then it's also chal in the guf. Now, when you're makdish in a cave of the damim, huh? So be'etzim it's not going to be oimit for akravas gufay. We're not getting there anyway. Elamai, the kedushas damim could be chal the gufay. It's not mufka, it has the ability to be chal the gufay. But mechitesi to push it there. When you were Makdash Legufay, so you pushed it, you said, this should be Chal Legufay. You gave it the push, even though it's not Oymid Lekach, you made it that it could be Chal. Masha'im came by Makdash in a cable of Damel, so there, nothing is saying that it should be Chal Legufay. It's not anyway going to be Chal Legufay in the sense that it's going to be Kariv. So maybe it stays there as it's just done it. That's the Rambam Shita, which is Gibayt from the Sugya, that Rava only said it by Makdash Zachar Ledam. We're ending this shir over here. Lamaisa, Hemshach HaGemara, there's still a few more Yesedis you have to bring out. So we have another short shir to explain the other Yesedis here in the rest of the daf for today.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shirim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temurah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Yehuda Yehoben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Temurah Daf Yud Tes, shiur 2. didn't that Rabbi say Migud and Achsa? So Taitz has a question. Taitz Rav Masa Zoyse Meres asks from the Gemara in Shavuos that says that a person is makdish of a hema for Domain Nesachim, so it's only asked Kedushas Dovim and not Kedushas Aguf. Asks Taitz, why do we not say Migud and Achsa? Migud and Achsa should be chal in the behema Kedushas Aguf of Nesach. That's the question of Taitz. Taitz answers that the Gemara there is going L'shitas Rav Shimon. Shema, maybe we'll say the Gemara there is going L'shitas Rav Shimon. Chotamidi Yeluchazi L'gufei is not Chakdush Taguf. So too, it's not Chakdush Taguf on a, it's not Chal Nesachim, Kedush Nesachim on a Behema, because not Chazi L'gufei. It can't be Makrif a Behema for Nesachim. But if it's Chachamim in a Chanami, it's Chal Kedush Taguf of Nesachim. That is the opinion of Taisis by us. However, Taisis in Notri and Avchavav Medbeis says no, that it's not Chal, the Fidei Kedush Taguf of Nesachim, even the Fidei Chachamim. Taisis explains, T'loi Dami, T'hasam L'chazi Klal L'shum Nesachim Sheba Oilam. Avot Mimim D'hacha, V'nekeva D'tzmura, N'hidu L'chazi L'kedush Taguf D'hai Korban, Shifra Sholof, B'kol Mokoyim Roi L'korban Achim. Says Taisis, not that we say Migud D'nachsa, even though it's not roi, it's only that it's still roi to be a zevach. I can make an akeva into a shlomim, I can make it into a chatos, a chatchila. So now, I would not say it as an oil or an osham, but an akeva it's shaykh to be chal in a kedusha of a zevach. So also in this case, it's a chatos to be a zevach. Masha'in kein, a nesochim, there's no carbon, there's no behem which ever becomes a nesochim. Doesn't exist. So when you're makdish a behema for domain nesachim, it can't be chal the kedushas korban of a nesachim. It's not shayach b'chlo. And a keva is a korban. It could be a korban. It could be a zevach. So just like it could be a zevach for a shlom, and it could also be a zevach for an oila. But a behema is never a zevach for a nesachim. The two things don't shtim at all. They don't match up. So meila, even you're makdish for domain nesachim, and here the rabbanon agree, and we don't say migud anachs. That's the opinion of Taisis in Nazir. We're scrubbing the Medayik that also the Rambam holds of Taisis in Nazir. Rambam writes, end of Paragimel of Me'ila, Hekdish behema v'ayif l'mizbeach, k'tushas domim, k'onch omar, d'mei behema zul in esochim, u'd'mei ben yoyna zeh l'shlomim, harin k'onch yibedek habayitz. Rambam says, it's going on a chilek there, between k'tushas guf and k'tushas domim, that if something which has kedusha guf, so the cholav and the beitza do not, there's no meila. Something that excludes domim is meila in the cholav and the beitza. Says the Rambam, if you're magdish a behema for domain nesachim or an oif for domain shlomim, so it's not chal kedusha guf. Therefore, there's meila in the cholav or the beitza. Like upon him, before in the Rambam, if you're magdish a behema for domain nesachim, you don't say migud unachsa. There's no kedusha guf. That's before in the Rambam. So we have a machlokes, Taisus and Nazir in the Rambam hold, Makdash Behema L'Domein Nesachim, there's no Migud Anachsa, because it's not Chazi L'Gufei, it's not called that it could become a Zevach, that Behema could be Chal, the Kedusha Saguf of Nesachim. And Taisus Bayos in Tumura holds that it is Chal, the Kedusha Saguf of Nesachim, on a Behema. Taisus Bayos is a fascinating Kiddush at this point. That it could be chal a shem korban on nesachim. Kedush hakuf means that it's chal a korban. We spoke about it in the previous year. It doesn't have kedushas hakrova, but kedushas hakuf means it's a korban. It's a korban that doesn't have kedushas hakrova. It has kedushas hakuf. The Gemara in the Hemshech says, you're makdish in a keva for osham or pesach or oila. So it's oisa tumura. It makes tumura, because that's dine korbanos. Once this thing got kedushas hakuf, so the Maisa, it makes tumura. It became a karba. So when you're makdish now the domain nesachim, it's also gonna become a karban. You can have a karban of nesachim. I know behema has an kedusha saguf of nesachim. It's a palatable thing. We'll make tumura. This behema that is domain nesachim. So you remember another behema, we'll make a tumura. The other behema also is in skadish in the domain nesachim. Where do we have karbanos of nesachim? Fascinating thing. We're in Taisa. There's such a thing that that the ikar din of a carbon is that it has shaychus in the mizbeach. It's zinus to go to the mizbeach. So if I'm in a keva, it could be chal the kedusha of an oila, even though there's no nekeva of an oila, and also on a behema could be chal the kedusha of the mizbeach of nesachet. No, the meitzer, you're not going to pour the behema on the mizbeach into the shisim because it's not nesachet, but the behema on a behema it's shaych to be chal a carbon. What the yisoid of the kedusha we spoke about. In the first year, that Bengach, the holy side of Migud Nachsa, the side of the carbon is the Domim Shabbat. So if you could have an akeva where the side of its Kedusha is Dmei Oila, so also we could have a behem where the side of its Kedusha is Dmei Nesachim. And it will make Tumura Dachsach, even when the Nesachim themselves don't make Tumura, that means the Cheft of Nesachim don't make Tumura. But here the thing that's Kaddish is the behema. And the behema makes Tumura. So you'll make Tumura of Dmei Nesachim. That's what comes out from our thesis. It's a very fascinating thing about the kedusha of Migud Nachsa. Another point here about this thesis is the Briskarov in a letter to Chatzal Abramsky brings a riot to thesis to his shita. And there's a Chatzal Abramsky there asks a question to the Briskarov, very important question to Kotchim in general, Sechas Menoches specifically, that we find when a person is makdash a behema as a carbon, so it's chag dush saguf right away. You say a reizu oila, a reizu shlamim, it's chag dush saguf. And yet when a person is makdash a mincha or a nesachim, it's not chag dush saguf. It's only chag dush as domit. You could still be paidet before the beginning of perikam menachas van nesachim. Ask for chatzal ramski marchna. Why can a mincha not be niskadish right away with your hektish peh? Like a zevach. Very good question. Chassal Abramsky wants to answer that the kedusha guf is only chal when it's roi for akrava. So behema, as soon as you're makdash, nothing is lacking. Train a roi for akrava. Just have to bring it to the Beit Hamikdash and shecht it. Nothing is lacking in it to make it roi l'akrava. Mashenkin a mincha, says Rabbi Chatzal, a mincha haray is lacking a kli sharis. That's an integral part of the Kedusha. The fact that it goes into a Kli Sharis. So because it's lacking this integral part of its Kedusha, therefore cannot be in this Kaddish. That's his Yisori to explain why a Mincha does not get Kedusha, Kedusha Guf, Ayidei the Hektish Peh. A Mincha and Nesachim, both of them need Kli Sharis. Because they need a Kli Sharis, therefore they cannot get Kedusha until they have a Kli Sharis. So Biskarov doesn't like this. You can from Gemara and Tzvachim that's not the pshat. Biskarov, the Maisa says a whole different malach, an opposite malach to Reb Chatzal Abramsky. Then Reb Chatzal Abramsky understood that be aside, everything should be chal kedusha with the hekdesh peh. We need to explain why menachas and nesachim are not. And then he says because they need a kli sharis. Biskarov says really it's the opposite. Really everything should need a kli sharis. How come by a behema it's chal kedusha guf? Even before it's in a Kli Sharis. Says the Biskarov, that's a specific drasha from a pasuk. Kol yishir timenu l'Hashem yekodesh. There's no pidyon that it's chal kedusha guf on a behema, even without a Kli Sharis. So that's a unique yalfusa, that it could be chal kedusha guf even without a Kli Sharis. But besides that, by everything else, it always needs a Kli Sharis, not without any svaris. Because kach nemra halacha, that's only chal kedusha guf aydei Kli Sharis. Biskarov says in the last paragraph on page Pei Beis in the Sefer, says the Biskarov that after I wrote this letter to Reb Chatzal Abramsky, I found the raya to my insight. What's my raya? From Taisin Timur Daf Yutes. Taisin says that your makdash behemah the domain is sochim, it's chak du shaguf. In fact, the Biskarov, Harin Nesachim always need a kli sharis to be chak du shaguf. How could you have kedushas nesachim on something without a kli sharis? If the Hezbollah is like Reb Chatzal Abramsky says, because a thing that needs a Kli Sharis, it can't get its Kedusha without a Kli Sharis. So the Maisa and the Sachem need a Kli Sharis. The main Sachem they need a Kli Sharis. How is it Chal Kedusha Guf without a Kli Sharis? Elamai, let me feed my Yisoid, it's Miyushav Lahafli, says the Briskarov. Really, the Cheft of the Sachem is a Kli Sharis. But the Cheft of a Behemo is said in Halacha, is said in Pasuk to say, that in a behemoth shaykh to be chal kedusha guf even without a kli sharis. How is that on the chefs of a behema? So now we're donning that it should be chal, the kedusha is nisachim in the behema. But the davar miskadish is a behema, not in nisachim. And this, it could be chal kedusha even without a kli sharis, because it's being chal in a behema. As on the briskarov, that even though Taisa Nazir and the Rambam argue on the Taisas by us, that's for a different reason. That's because it's loichazi legufe. Because on him bechlal, it's not the right type of kedusha bechlal like nisachim. But without that, avada, it's shayich. It's we see that it can be chal kedushas nisachim and a behema, even though there's no klisharis. So that's a rayi tzachas to this side of the briskarov. Now go fight in the Gemara. Gemara brings that sheet of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds that it's not chal kedusha guf, only rather kedushas domin, by the cable of Asham. Ask the Gemara, what happened to Migud in Achsa? Why is it not chal kedusha guf? Gemara answers that Rav Shimon l'tamei, that holds that kol midi de lechazi legufe, lenachta b'kedusha guf. Anything which is not right for itself, for its guf, so cannot be chal in kedusha guf. So, the chayr of the teretz of the Gemara is that if Shimon doesn't hold a migud in achsa, he argues on he's saying a migud in achsa. But it's meduig not this way, this Fasemes, Payas, and Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, and Bergdal, Rav Tula, and Mugdoshim, they both say that it's meduig in the Gemara that no, Rav Shimon Elam does hold a migud in achsa. By Maktish Zachar Ledamav, Shimon Levad holds a migud in achsa. Shimon is saying a svara in Kedush Zaguf, in Chalais Kedush Zaguf. That's something which is Loichazi Legufei. So it can't be chal in kedusha guf. Whether kedusha guf is being chal by the hektish peh, whether it's being chal by the migud in achsa, and immediately loichazi legufei, it's not chal kedusha guf. That's what we do in the Gemara. That's the aside of Rav Shimon. See in the Hamshich, a right to this is said. Gemara goes right to the Gemara. Brings where do we see Rav Shimon holds this is said? Immediately loichazi legufei, it's not chal kedusha guf. Mar brings a brisa. Asha ben Shana vehevi ben Shtayim. Rav ben Shtayim vehevi ben Shana. It's kosher levelayolu l'bayilum l'shem chayva. But Rav Shimon argues, Rav Shimon says that even kodeshim kol ikar. It's not chal kedusha guf bechlal. So here you see that Rav Shimon holds a komedi d'leichazi l'gufei. It's not chal kedusha guf. So Tais is here as a question. An ikar din of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that it's kosher levelayolu. Tais brings a brace in Menachos and of Memchasimad base. It says that if you have to bring a benchana, you bring a benchana, or a benchana, they have a benchana. So the din is that it's possible of a tubu trosso of Yezi Labes Asrefa. So Manash, what's the din? Is it kosher and v'loyolu, or is it possible? So Tay says in one teretz that the Vida Abonin is always going to be kosher. The brace in Menachos is going with Yishitas of Shimon. If Shimon holds that it's not his Kaddish, and that's why it's possible. That's the teretz of Taisa. Taisa asks, then why is it tuber tzu rasai? If you never got kedusha, shouldn't be tuber tzu rasai. And it doesn't need treifa. So he's interested that that's midrabanan. In a chamid araisa, it needs kavura, because you never got kedusha b'cha. Taisa has another teretz, that the gemara, that the both gemaras are going to feed the chachamim. The gemara in Menachos, it says that it's possible, it's talking about Yishech did it l'shmoy. Shechted l'shmoy, so it has no hechsher. An asham is not kosher as an adava. So if you can't be yaita your chayva, then it's pasul. So tuber tzurasa if yaita lebeis hasreif. The Gemara by us, it says that it's kosher for yol l'shem chayva, it's talking about shechted shaloy l'shmoy. Shechted shaloy l'shmoy, it's an adava. Maybe it's an adava could be kosher, even though it's not the right type of asham. That's the second teretz of Taisus. So he brings a raya from this from Gemara and Zvachim. You can ask something which is pasul lishmoy and kosher shaloy lishmoy by Osho. That's a very gishmaka teretz of Taisus. So Akapanim, there are two terutzim of Taisus. First teretz of Taisus holds that lefi the chachamim it's always going to be kosher. Even lishmoy it's going to be kosher. The second teretz of Taisus holds no, that lishmoy will be pasul. The whole hechsher we have is by Osho, it's by shaloy lishmoy. So the Biskarav here in Zenzel has a bomb kasha. It's more in the Gemara that Lavir of Shimon, the reason it's not Chal Kedusha, is because it's midi de leichazi legufei. As the Biskarav, why is it a midi de leichazi legufei? When you Lavir the first teretz of Taisvis, even if you bring it Lishmai, it's going to be kosher by all Lashem Chayva. That's a kabbalah that's a midi dichasi legufei. It has a hechsher. So why is it midi dichasi legufei? Mamish kosher. And even if he's the second eretz of Tesis, that it's only kosher shaloi lishmoi, but it still has a way to be machshir it. Once it's a way to be machshir, it's chazi legufei. By the kevel oila no asham, there it's pasul. It's a malatayred. So we understand that it's a midi dilo chazi legufei. But here it's a midi dilo chazi legufei. That's a big question of Biskarov. Kushiyatzuma. So Biskarov has a sad to say. That there are two machleks in between Shimon and the Chachamim. Shimon number one holds that even in the case of it would be chachidush taguf, still we would say that it's puzzle. It's one machlek is Shimon and the Chachamim. Is the carbon kosher a puzzle? I mean, maybe the Shimon holds that because the carbon is puzzle, he holds that it's an idi dealer chazi lagufe. That's one darach of Biskarov. Biskarov is another machlek to say that no, the oilam of Shimon could agree to the Chachamim. If it would be chak dush taguf, then it would be kosher v'le'alu. And still Rav Shimon holds that it's called midi d'lechazi l'gufei. Why? Says Biskarov, because that's not the ikur din of the asham. The ikur din of an asham is to be some asham is either ben shana or to be a ben shnayim. That's the proper din of the asham. So you have an asham that has the wrong age that it needs. That's called a midi d'lechazi l'gufei. Even though the din would be kosher v'layalu. That's a chiddush, but that's rather more mashman than Gemara. Already that is called midi de lechazi legufei. Just again, a kevel o'ayla is lechazi legufei, so an ocean that needs to be a benchana and it's a bench time, it's also called lechazi legufei. Ayy v'shayla, fide chachomim, that is kosher v'layalu. You need migu dunachsa or works without migu dunachsa? How is the kedusha chal in this ocean benchana? By me, it's possible that you do not need migud unachsa. The whole reason we need migud unachsa was, as the Gemara says, was because it's loichazi hainu muma. It can't be chal kedush sakuf, like we spoke about in the first year. It can't be chal kedush sakrava and something that's loichazi. That was the svara. Hey, this thing, why can't it be chal kedush sakrava? It's the name is kosher for layalu. From Duma that avad, it's chal even without migud unachsa. And Rav Shimon still argues. Shimon holds that it's not chakdush aguf, even though it couldn't theoretically be chakdush akrava. This is mechiyach, the point we said earlier from the Sfasemis, and Mamash brings it out, that the machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan is not a machlekes in migud unachsa. Here we have a case where you don't even need migud unachsa according to the Chachamim. It could work that it's chal straight away the chakdush akrava. And yet, l'thir of Shimon, it's not chakdush aguf bechlau. As far as Rav Shimon is that as long as it's not roi for ikr mitzvasai, and it can't be chal on kedusha saguf, even though theoretically it could be chal kedusha sakrava. But anything which is not roi for its ikur din, lechazi lemilsa. So now we say that it's not miskadosh bechlal. That's said in machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Another point here: the Gemara asks a question. See Rav Shimon. How can we see that Rav Shimon says it's not chal kedusha saguf and something which is not chazi? Rav Shimon holds that mechusar's man is kadosh. That it's kaddish. Says the Gemara, that's a different reason. There, Rav Shimon learns out from Bechor. Ma Bechor kaddish b'teich manu v'kariv lachar zmanai. Av mechusar zman, it's kaddish b'teich manu in kariv lachar zmanai. So Rabbi Kveger here has a very big question. That in the mission there in Zvachim, that the Chiyav Chut, it's before that Rav Shimon holds your chayiv also by teirim shalayigi azmanu. Torah has a certain age when it's kosher, you're makdish it before your chayav anabachutz. I asked Rav Kveger, why there is a chal kedusha? There is not like Bechor. Bechor, it's totally in the 7 days. So other mechusar's man, you learn out of Bechor. But Torah has its own age where it's totally in. It's gadlus. How can we learn that out from Bechor? Elamai, you'll say, that no, anything which is right later on, it's chal kedusha guf now. That's the side of Rav Shimon. Says Rav Kveger, why don't we say the same thing about an asham? Asher, that needs to be a ben shtayim, and you bring it a ben shana, so it should be chal kedush aguf, because it's roi lachar zman, so it should be chal kedush aguf now. And why we don't say such a thing? We say that we don't learn that out from Bechor, because there's a din of mechusar zman. And Asher is not midin mechusar zman. So to a din teyrim is not midin mechusar zman. It's a different din. It needs to be gedolim. That's Reb Kager's question on the Gemara. So the Rashash already asked the question. The Rashash has a teretz. The Rashash says, "To lo yafinu mi b'chor lo dumya diday, to oise Hashem, sheyil lo yachar zayin, yesh lo yigam ato. Eibag sol acher, zula shelo yigi adayin zman oli karif. Hashem gen ba'osham, she'ato nikar v'shem keves, v'atoruch yavtoy be'ayo davka." Says the Rashash, it's very different. A Bechor, it's still called the same behemoth, whether it's less than 7 days old or it's after 7 days old. It's always called the same thing. So it's the same shame. So then we learn out that if it's anyway the same behemoth, so Kedusha could be chal on it even though it's not yet right for Akrav. Also Torah. A Torah doesn't change its name when it gets older. It's always called a Torah. There are young Torah and older Torah. They're always called a Torah. Therefore, Kedusha can be chal on it. Masha'in Kain, by Asham, there is a difference between a Ben Shon and a Ben Shtayim. It's not just whether it passed its first birthday or not, but it's an other type of behemoth. One of them is called a Keves, one is called an Ayil. Two different Shemots. So the Svarv of Shimon is that an Ayil and a Keves are two different types of behemoths. Just like an Akeva and a Zohar are two different types, two different Minim. And Kedusha can be chal on an Akeva. So just Asham or Ayil can be chal on an Akeva. So too, Kedushas of a keves can be chal on an isle, and Kedusha of an isle can be chal on a keves. It's a different shame of a behemoth. That's the Teretz of the Rashash, a very good shmak teretz to this question of Rebbe Kiveger. It's a little pella on both the Rashash and Rebbe Kiveger. He asked this question on their own. Amayis Tezen Zvachim already asked the question. Tezen Zvachim, the Kufu Dalim and Beis, the Maskal Heter, asks, why is Teirim different than Asher Ben Shana Ben Shtayim? Says Tosfos that Rav Shimon only learns out of Bechor for things where are possible to call our korbanos. Chusar's man is possible on all korbanos. And now we learn out that Kedusha can be chal in it because it's going to be a ray later on. So to Huadin, by Teirim Shelo Yigiyaz Manom, they're possible to call our korbanos. There's no korban that they're kosher for. So it can be chal in the Kedusha now because of what will be later. Because it's kosher for other korbanos, so it's not chal on kedusha b'chla. That's the teretz of Tesis, and he's a little bit of explanation. That's a korban of the teretz of Tesis. So one last point here. That the Gemara says that if Shimon learns out from Bechor, then Bechor's man is kadosh. So Tesis asks from Gemara and Zvachim, Nafyad Beis, it's mavur that it's not chal kedusha on Bechor's man. That only on Leil Ches it's Chal Kedusha, but beforehand it's not Chal Kedusha. Tai says that's only L'chatchila. It's usher to be Maktish, Tai's Manoi. But the Kedusha is Chal even Tai's Manoi, B'diyevin. That's been your Tai's Bayatz. Verashi and Tai's and Milchayr's and Nafchavala from the base holds that Bechlal Kedusha is not Chal Tai's Manoi. And that we say Bayatz, that it is Chal, Tai's says it's only by Meiser, Rav Shimon learns out of Bechor. For many Dinim, Meiser is Hukash to Bechor, and that we learn out Meiser from Bechor. Other kachim told that kedusha is not chal on them to yichzman. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.